Hey, everybody. It is, I don't know, it's oh god 30, it's after 7 o'clock. But anyway, I'm listening to Audio Booze and catching up on some of the NFB resolution stuff. And this is specifically in response to George McDermott. And we tend to agree on a lot of the political issues. But I think I have to disagree, at least in part, with the with your views on the resolution to have a dialogue with Apple about accessibility and making sure that all their apps are accessible. So everybody who's read any of my anti-NFB rants, mark this day in your calendar, because I think I actually find myself in a position where I at least in some way agree with the NFB's position. Which, this is assuming that the resolution concerning dialoguing with Apple about accessibility actually passes. I don't know if it's actually passed, and won't know that until later when that gets announced on the Twitter. But I think that, given that I don't think that market forces work as they normally would with the accessibility market, or with specifically the blindness market, one, and two, given that we already have regulations on the books for making things accessible and making a whole bunch of other devices, etc., accessible, I think that a resolution like this is the next logical step, and it would be easier to manage accessibility with a company like Apple if that dialogue were going on, or if Apple were to mandate that all of their apps be accessible. Maybe not all of them, but anything that could be reasonably expected. Okay, I don't think that something like Angry Birds, for example, is ever going to become something, is ever going to be something that could be reasonably accessible without changing the way the game is played. But for the most part, or at least in some cases, I think there are apps that could be accessible and aren't. And as much as I'm sort of, in principle at least, against regulating accessibility, it does seem to be the only thing that works. And in an ideal world, we wouldn't need to regulate accessibility. But since we don't live in an ideal world, and since the blind community, or at least the portion that really needs those accessibility considerations is small, and because accessibility is perceived as a very expensive undertaking, and in some cases it actually can be, I think the only choice is to regulate it and pass laws and whatnot. As much as I politically and personally don't like that kind of a situation, I don't see another choice that would help change the situation that we have, which is, in a lot of ways, a pretty dismal situation as far as accessibility is concerned. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a lot of work that constantly has to be done, whether it be in changing perceptions or whether it be actually changing the facts on the ground, so to speak. So I think that the best way to do that and the best way to deal with that situation is going to be for companies like Apple to step in and say, okay, within reason. Now, I do think that there should be some sort of a within reason part where, like I said, a game like Angry Birds, for instance, that there's no way that something like that could be made accessible without significantly changing the game itself and the way it's played and all of that stuff. And I'm just using that as an example. But I do think that there probably has to be some middle ground, except that I don't know if there's any way to really do that. I think you have to kind of go one way or the other and say either we're going to regulate it or we're not. And I think that we've already made that decision as to where we're going to go as far as getting regulations and whatnot on the books. Now, whether or not those are going to actually be enforceable or enforced or all that stuff that plays out when you pass a new law, that's a whole different matter. But I do think that given where we are and given that accessibility is kind of one of those things that you can make the moral argument and you can say, well, you should do it because it's the right thing to do, blah, blah, blah. That's fine, but businesses are always going to look at their bottom line. And if that bottom line does not include having social impact, or even if it does and they find that, okay, accessibility wasn't built in from the ground up on a product, so then it does cost more to make that product accessible, then, yeah, I think the only way to deal with that is probably to regulate it. And that even if it isn't, that's the road that we're going down to begin with. That's the road that we're going down right now anyway. So I think that we don't really have any choice at this point but to kind of follow that to its logical conclusion. And I don't know if this makes any sense, but I just happened to hear this audio boo this morning and wanted to comment on it. But yeah, so like I said, those of you that have read some of my anti-NFB posts or rants, and I have, you know, in the past and will in the future, if I think it's necessary, still remain, I won't say anti-NFB, but critical of the NFB. But I do think that, given the situation, I think that they made the best choice with that resolution. So, and the net neutrality thing, I'll talk about that a little bit later, but I do actually happen, even though I am politically conservative, do happen to actually be in favor of net neutrality. I'm probably running out of time here and I'm rambling, so I'll save that one for another post. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later. I hope everybody has a good day. And everybody that's at convention, I hope that you have a good time and that it's productive and safe and all that stuff. And I will talk to you guys later.